Today's shiur is in Masechta Yuma, Daf Dalid. We will begin on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, near the end of the line with the words, Amale Rish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan. We learned before in the Gemara, based on our Mishnah, which had stated on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, that Shivas Yomim Kaidim Yama Kippurim Afrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesoi L'Lishkas Parhedrin, that the Kohen Gadol was separated 7 days before doing the Avod on Yom Kippur in this special Lishkas Parhedrin. And Rabbi Yochanan had learned this out, that a Kohen Gadol requires Hafrosh, a separation, before doing the Holy Avoda on Yom Kippur. He had learned this out from the Miluim, just like Aaron and his sons were separated for 7 days before doing the avoda at the inauguration of the Mishkan on the 8th day, so too must every Kohen Gadol be separated for a period of 7 days. On this, Rish Lakish is now going to ask Rabbi Yochanan a question. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Mehecha ko yalfas lami miluim. Where do you learn out this halach of hafrasha by the Kohen Gadol from miluim? So I will ask you the following question. Ima miluim kol hakosav ben ma'akiv behen. Just like by Meluim, whatever halacha, whatever detail is written concerning the Meluim is ma'akev, must be done. And if that particular halacha is not done, then the avoda is psula. So af hocha nami, here also we should say that kol hakosav behen ma'akev behen, that everything that is written in relationship to doing the avoda on Yom Kippur should also be ma'akev. V'chi teima hocha nami, and if you will say yes, in fact, if we learn it out from Meluim, so the same would apply to Yom Kippurim, that every detail would be ma'akev, but we see not like that from our Mishnah. V'atanan, we learned in our Mishnah, umesakin in lo'i kayin achad. They used to prepare another kayin as a substitute in case there was a problem that the kayin gadol, the designated kayin gadol, could not do the avodah. For example, he would become tomei, or he would chashom die. There would be another kohen gadol, kohen ready to take over. V'loik tani mafrishin. It only says that you prepared him, but it does not say that he was separated. Is mashma that only the original designated kohen gadol had to be separated, but the substitute did not have to be segregated. He did not have to have a frasha. And if we're learning out from Miluim, then the halacha should be that every detail is ma'akev. And then the question would be, how could the substitute kohen gadol do the avoda without hafrasha? The chitema says Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, and if you're going to answer me, my mesakinen, what does the word mesakinen mean? It means mafrishin. It in fact means that the kohen who is going to be a substitute for the kohen gadol, he also requires hafrasha. So listen, oy idi v'idi mesakinen, oy idi v'idi mafrishin. Why in the Mishnah do we have for the regular kohen gadol it says mafrishin, and for the substitute kohen it says mesakinen? It should say either both lashonis of mafrishin, or it should say by both mesakinen. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yochanan asked back to Rish Lakish, Elamar mehecha yalafla, if you feel that the limud from Miluyim is not good, where do you learn out the halacha of Afrasha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur? Amar, so Rish Lakish answered me, Sinai, I learned it out from Sinai, because we find that by Sinai, by Kabbalah Satira, Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from Klal Yisrael for a period of time before receiving the entire Torah and the Luchos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayishkan Kvayt Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem's covered, his honor rested on Har Sinai. Vayichasei Ho'an and Sheishas Yomim. And the Onan covered it for 6 days. And we're going to see later in the Gemara that according to this pshat that Rish Lakish is learning out, it means Vayichaseu that the Onan covered Moshe. Vayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, and the Shechinah called out to Moshe on the 7th day, after he had been covered for 6 days. So michdi ksiv vayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. Let's analyze this pasuk, says Rish Lakish. It says in the pasuk there that Moshe, Hashem called out to Moshe on the 7th day, and it says vayichaseo onan, that he had been covered. So if Hashem called him on the 7th day, explains the Tosfos Rosh, isn't it obvious that Moshe had been covered for 6 days prior to that? Because in fact the pasuk there concludes that Hashem called out to Moshe by Yom Hashvi mitoch onan, when Moshe was still in the midst of the Anan. So if he had been in the Anan for the period of time from the covering until the Kriya, it's obvious that he had been there previously for 6 days, and now this was the seventh day. My Sheshes Yomim. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way to enumerate that Vayichaseo Anan Sheshes Yomim? Wouldn't that be self-obvious? As the Tosfos HaRosh explains, must be Zebanah. From here we learn out a limud Shekol HaNichnis B'machna Shechina, that anyone who enters into the Machna Shechina Ton Prishas Shisha, he requires Hafrasha for 6 days, just like by Moshe, who's going to go up Har Sinai, he's going to go into the Machna Shechina, and he required Hafrasha for 6 days. So too, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is going to enter Lefnai Lefnim. He's going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to enter Shechina. He also needs Hafrasha. The Gemara asks a question, but the whole limud, according to Rish Lakish from Sinai, is 6 days. V'anan shivatanan. We learned in our Mishnah that the actual Afrasha was 7 days. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it out from the Miluyim, there the Afrasha of Aaron and his sons was in fact for 7 days. But if we're learning it out from Sinai, L'charid Afrasha is only 6 days, and our Mishnah it says seven. More answers. Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the Chayish, and now we turn to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Letumas Beisoy. He is concerned about a possibility that the Kohen Gadol will become Tomei because of relations with his wife, who's called here in the Gemara his house. The Akeris Abayis, the main one of the house, is the wife, and that's why she's referred to here as Beisa. Explains Rashi, Shema im yizakeg le'ishta, if he will have relations with his wife, etira dam b'shaspia, and at the time of his relationships she will see dam, v'nimtze tami shivas yam kemishpat boil nida. So then the Kohen Gadol, who had relations just before the Hafrasha with his wife, would become Tommy for 7 days. He would not be able to do the avoda on Yom Kippur. So that's why he has to be separated 7 days before, that even if his wife sees them, and it's a question of him being boil and nido, so he'll be Tommy for 7 days, and then he will still be kosher. But if he's going to be separated less than 7 days, then he will not be able to do the avodah. So that's why there was necessary to have a hafrasha period of 7 days. The Gemara later will tell us, the Gemara in Davov will tell us, that actually it's not here a shash that his wife will definitely be a nida at that time, as Tosfos in Nida on Daf Tezvav tells us that would be a shash rochik ma'oid, that to have a suspicion that perhaps his wife just at the time of Tashmish would become a nida, but rather it's a suffik nida. And as the Gemara will explain, that a day later she'll find out that she's a nida, and retroactively he will have a halacha misafik of having been boiled at nida, and that's why the halacha will be that he's tamei for 7 days, and because of that we have to separate him an additional day. From Sinai we only learn out 6 days, and because of this chash of a suffik tumas nida, and the retroactive that he will become tamei when his wife finds out a day later that she is a nida, so on that it's required a total separation of 7 days, that this problem should not be a detriment for him to do the avoda 7 days later. The Rishonim asks a question that if in fact we have this cheshash of Tumas Beisoy according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, then why was it necessary for Rish Lakish to learn out the Hafrasha from Sinai Bechlal? And on this, the Rishonim give two terutzim. One terutz is that if the whole shash would be only Alts Tuma, so then it would have been enough for him to separate from his wife 7 days before. We would not know that the Kohen Gadol has to go to a certain location. On that, we learn out from Sinai, that it, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was enveloped by the Ananim, he was covered, he was in a place of Kedusha for at least 6 days prior to going up to receive the Luchos from HaKadosh Baruch on Har Sinai, so too there has to be a special place which the Mishnah designates as the Lishkas Parhedrin, where he has to go to. It's not enough that he's separated from, but in fact he has to go to a specific location, and that can only be learned out from Sinai. A second teretz that the Gemara gives is that even as we explained that this is a Suffolk Nida, that also would be a Chshash Rachoik. It may be not a chshash rachoik ma'oid as to suspect that he will actually, she will be become a nida just when he's with her, a vaday nida, but even a chshash of a suffik nida is a chshash rachoik, and were it not for the fact that we're learning out 6 days anyway already from Sinai, we would not add the seventh day, but since we're learning out 6 days from Sinai, so Mimela, we add already one more day, make it a total of seven because of the chshash of Tumas Besoy. I just would like to point out at this time, we'll get back to it later on Daf, Dalet Amid Beis, that the Gemara sees from Sinai only 6 days, and the Gemara says we need seven, and we have to come on to Rebbe Meseir because of Tumas Besoy. We will learn later a Yerushalmi who actually learns out all 7 days from Sinai itself, and we don't have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir of Chashash Tumas Besoy. We'll see more about this on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Continues the Gemara on the top line of Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, now that we have two Lamudim, one according to Rabbi Yochanan, you learn out the 7 days of Afrasha from Miluim. The second limit is according to Rish Lakish, where we learn it out from Sinai, so Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kashrut Rish Lakish, Bishlam l'deed the Alfinu Miluim. It's good according to me that I learned it out from the Miluim. Hainu d'Sinai, that's what we learned in a Brisa. Zev is Zev, which Rashi explains to mean both the Koyin on Yom Kippur, as well as the Koyin who is busy preparing the Mechatos of the Parah, Duma, Mazen, Olav, we sprinkle on the Koyin Gadol, Kol Shiva, all 7 days before Yom Kippur and before the Poraduma, we sprinkle on them mikol chatois shahayusham, from all the chatois that were there. Now Rashi explains, what does it mean all the chatois that were there? Rashi gives two pshatim. Either that we find the Masechta Para, that from every Poraduma, from all the mechatos of the Poraduma that we ever had in the history of Klal Yisrael, they used to give a little of it for a safekeeping, a mishmeres in the chayil, and the chayil was a section of the Beis Hamikdash. It was 10 amos wide. It was just outside of the Ezra's Nashim. That they used to keep it, and every time that you would make a new mechatas from a new poraduma, they would also have some of the mechatas of the previous ones that have been used from previous poradumos. Or Rashi says, Vani shamati efer para shel Moshe loikila. I also heard, and Bemis, this is a medrash which we find in a few places, that the efer para of Moshe Rabbeinu never ended, and it was there for subsequent generations. They were always using the efer para of Moshe. On this, the Rishash takes issue with it, because the Rishash says, what is the meaning of kol chatoi shoyisham according to Rashi's second pshat? We'll have to say it's from the Efer Porah of Moshe Rabbeinu plus the Efer Porah of the one that they were being Isaac with at that time. So you have two. So that's kol chatois. However, he asks the question that the Medrash tells us that wherever you use the expression mikol, it's the number three. Because if you're not dealing with three, then just say from the chatois, and we know the minimum amount of a plural is two, so we know it would be two. What's the kol? Kol means three. So Rishash says it would seem that the first pshat of Rashi is better. If it includes all the chatois that we ever had in the history of Klal Yisrael, then in fact the term kol chatois shoyisham is appropriate. According to Rashi's second pshat, there's a difficulty with the word mikol. So the Gemara, now let us return to the Gemara. What's Rabbi Yochanan's question to Rish Lakish? According to me, that we learned from the Miluyim, it's very good. There was a Hazor on the Kohen Gadol, both the one for Yom Kippur and the Poraduma. That we learn it out from Miluyim. The Havi Nami Hazor b'Miluyim. Because Aaron and his children were also sprinkled with dam during the 7 days of Afrasha. So we learn out Pohar Aduma and Yom Kippur from Miluyim. El Lidach, but according to you, Resh Lakish, the Yavs Mi Sinai, that you learn out the 7 days of Afresh from Sinai, Hazor B'Sinai Me'avoy, where do we find Hazor by Sinai? Amr Le Resh Lakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan, L'tameich, and according to you, Mi Nicha, is it then good? B'Miluyim Dam, by Miluyim, they sprinkle Dam, Hocha Mayim, and here it's Mayim. So I have a problem with your pshat as well. So on that, Rabbi Yochanan responds, "Holoi kasha, that's not difficult." The Tani Rabbi Chiya learned nichnasu mayim tachas dam. We're going to see later on this amud that Rabbi Chiya says that you could substitute mayim instead of dam. El didach hazor mi Sinai mi havoi. But according to you, where do you find hazor b'chol by Sinai? So Rish Lakish answers, "Amar le ma'lo ba'alma." This is a milo that they made. This is the Rabbanu were machmer to have this hazor, although it's not necessary. And this would be in line with what we've learned before, as we learned in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that since the Tzedukim said that it's required for the Kohen who became Tamei to not only go to the mikveh, not only be a tful yoim, but he has to go through sunset as well of hair of shemesh, and only then could it be Isaac with the mechatas. And we want to lahoitz milumin shel tzedukim, and we actually were metame, as the Gemara explained there, the kohen gadol, and made sure that he did not have hair of shemesh, and yet he was Isaac. But in order that people should not come to take the Por Aduma, the Mechatas, lightly, we made the Rabbanan enacted all kinds of milas, all kinds of stringencies to have the proper respect for the Mechatas. One of the stringencies they enacted was that the Kohen should be separated 7 days before he's Isaac with the Mechatas. Another stringency that we learned is that he only used Kli Evan, Kli Glolim, and Kli Adama, earthenware and stone, made out of stones, made out of dung, made out of the earth, not Kli Cheres, which is Mekabel Tuma. All these kind of were not Mekabel Tuma, to show how careful they were being with the Mechatas. And here as well, the Hazor that they were sprinkling on the Kohen Gadol was another Mila that people should treat the Mechatas with the proper respect, although they knew that the Kohen Gadol had become Tameh and had gone to the mikveh but did not have hair of Shemesh. They would have tremendous respect to be careful with the Mechatas. So it's a Maila Ba'alma. Now it would seem pipashtus from our Gemara that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns out from Miluyim, this would be a Din Deraisa. However, according to Resh Lakish, who learns it out from Sinai, since the Gemara ends off that the whole union of Hazor there was a Maila Ba'alma, a stringency enacted by the Rabbanan, that Mela, the limit L'chayra from Sinai, would only be Bid Rabbanan. However, Toysus and Divri Amaskal, Nichnasu Maim Tachas Dam, tells us that that's not correct. That even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it out from Miluyim, it's also, we have to say, it's only a remez, it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. Because if in fact it would be a Din Deraisa that Rabbi Yochanan was learning out from Miluyim, so how in fact could we substitute Mayim instead of Dam? If we're learning it out from Miluyim, then both should have had the same din of Dam. So Taisa says it must be that it's only a Remez B'Yam, it's only an Asmachta, and therefore it's not a problem, as Taisa puts it, the Lav Legamri Drasha Gemuri. It's not Mamisha Din Deraisa, because then they both have to have the same din. Since it's only a Din Derabbanan, it doesn't matter if water, Mayim, is substituted instead of Dam. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavaseid Rish Lakish. We learned in a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, we learned in a Braisa like Rish Lakish. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, we learned according to Rabbi Yochanan, Raya, from the following Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Bizois Yovayar Aaron Elakoydish, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, should come with this into the Kodesh. What is this? Bamesha Omer Binyan, in that which we have been talking about in the Psukim, which preceded this subject. And this was said to Aaron on the eighth day of the Miluyim, on the day when his children, Nadav Avihu, were Nifter. That's what the Psukim preceding this Pasuk of Bezois Yovayar Aaron are speaking about. So in other words, we've been speaking about the Miluyim. My, he, what is this Inyan? Be'inyan de Miluyim. Uma Omer Binyan de Miluyim. What does it say there concerning the Miluyim? Aaron Pirishiva, that he separated for 7 days, Vishimish Yarmechad, And he did the avoda for on one day, on the eighth day of the Miluyim. Umoisha Masul like Kol Shiva Kede Lachanche Bavoid. And Moshe transmitted to him all the dinim that he had to know for those 7 days in order to prepare him in the avoda that he was going to do on the eighth day. The Afla Doiris, so too for future generations. Kohen Gal Pirish Shiva. The Kohen Gal Pore Shiva, he separates for 7 days. Umishamish Mechan and Anyam Kippur, he does the avoda. Ushne Tamiri Chachamim, Mitamir Shal Moshe. And two Talmidei Chachamim who are descendants of the Talmidim of Moshe, they teach him all the halachas. Lafuke Tzedukim, this excludes the Tzedukim, which Rashi says they were Mishana in the Avoda of the Ketoros on Yom Kippur. They used to put the Ketoros on the fire outside of the Kachi Kachim, and then Acher Kach Machnisim, they used to bring it in, which is not the way it's supposed to be done. So we have to get two non-Sedukim, two Talmidim, we have a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, like Kol Shiva, they likewise transmit the halachas to the Kohen Gadol all the 7 days of Afrasha, Kedei Lechanche Bavoda, so as to prepare him in the Avoda that he's going to do on the eighth day on Yom Kippur. Mikan Amru, from here, we said that Shivas Yom Kadam Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kogol, Mibesu, Elishik Sparhedrin. So our Mishnah is based on this Brisa that we just learned. That for 7 days before Yom Kippur, they used to separate the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Ugeshem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol, just like you separate the Kohen Gadol for you, the Avod on Yom Kippur, Kach Mafrishin, so too you separate Kohen HaSarvus HaPora, the Kohen who burns the Pora and makes the Mechatos Lishka to a Lishka, Sha'al Pnei Abira, that's facing the Bira. And we had various pshatim in Bira. One pshat is that there's a place in the Mishkan that's called Bira. And this Lishka was in front of that area of the Mishkan called Bira. And where is this Lishka? Tzvayna Mizrach. It's in the northeast part of the Mishkan. The Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh. And both the Koyin who Gadol who separated before Yom Kippur. And both the Koyin Gadol who separated before the making of the Mechatas, Mazin, the love, we sprinkle on him, Kol Shiva, all those 7 days, Mikol Chatoy Shah Yisham, from all the Chatois that were there. As we learned before, the two Pshatim and Rashi, what Kol Chatoy Shah Yisham refers to. V'im Toimar, if you will ask a question, B'miluyim Dam and Hochamayim, that in the Miluyim he was sprinkled with Dam, Aaron and his children, and here the Kohen Gadol is being sprinkled with water, Amrat, we will say, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam, as we learned before from Tosfos, that it's only in Asmachta B'Alma, the limit from Miluyim, it's only Midrabbanan, whether you learn from Sinai according to Rish Lakish, or whether you learn from Miluyim according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only a limit to Rabbanan, and therefore you can substitute Mayim instead of Dam. The Yoimir is also a pasuk that is meramis to this, that there has to be a separation for 7 days by Yom Kippur, and there has to be separation 7 days by the Mechatas of the Poraduma, because the pasuk says, Kasher also be Yoim Hazeh, just like it was done on that day, Tzivo Hashem, Lasois, Hashem commanded that it should be done, Lechapar Alechem, that you should receive Kapora. And we learned before that what is this referred to? Lasois Elu Maisapora, that it should be done refers to the Maisapora. That just like you need Afrosha for the 7 days of the Miluyim, you need Afrosha 7 days before we're Osik with the Poraduma and Lechaper, and you also need 7 days for that which is Mechaper, which forgives on Klal Yisrael, Elu Maisa Yom Kippur. These are the actions that are done in the Avoda concerning Yom Kippur. Frag the Gemara, Vahai Bezois Mi Boil Gufei. How can I learn out Zois, that Zois is referring to a Hafrasha 7 days, now we're going to learn it out from the Miluyim to Yom Kippur and to Paraduma. We need it for itself. Because you need for the avod of Yom Kippur, bepar ben bakar lechatos v'ayaloyla, as the parsha they are speaking about. So how can I make a limit from it? I need it for itself, that with this iron should come into the kaddish on Yom Kippur. So amri e lekorban lechudei, if it was only to tell you a korban alone, le makra bazeh oy be'ela, as Rashi explains that if we're speaking merely about par and ayal, lav nekeva sein, they are not nekevas, they are zecharim, male. If it's male, you should have used the lashon zeh, my bezois, Why did the pasuk use Lashon Zois, which is Lashon Nekeva? Shamet Minotarti. So not only do we learn it for itself, for the karbonis that were brought on that day, but we also have a limit for our frasha. And our frasha, Rashi says, is Lashon Prisha, Lashon Nekeva. So Bezois, you have to separate yourself. Just like we learned out from the Miluyim, you have to separate yourself, so too, you have to separate yourself for Yom Kippur and for the Pora Aduma. Shema Minotarti, we learn out both halachas. My Voimer, why was it necessary to bring this second pasuk? Chitema Yom Kippur Kama Hudaboy Prisha. Maybe the only Yom Kippur that I learned out from Luim is the first Yom Kippur. That first Yom Kippur was such an awesome Yom Kippur that you need a fresh like you learn out from Miluim. Avol Yom Kippur de Alma, but subsequent Yom Kippurim, maybe it does not require a fresh. Loi, then maybe the din is different. Inami or Kohen Gadol Kama Hu Deboy Prishik. Aron HaKohen, the first Kohen Gadol that Klal Yisrael had, he needs HaFrasha. Avol Kohen Gadol Bi Alma Loi, but subsequent Kohanim Gedolim, they do not need HaFrasha. Tashema, that's why I brought you to Pasuk V'yoymer, Kasher Asa, V'yoym HaZet, Tziv Hashem, Lasis, L'chaper Aleichem, we learn out Lasis, is Elu Ma'isipora, L'chaper Lov is Ma'is Yom Kippurim, not only the first Yom Kippur, but subsequent Yom Kippurim as well. Continues the Gemara, Tani Kavasei de Rish Lakish, we learned the Braisa like Rish Lakish. Moshe Olabonon, Moshe went up in a cloud, the Niskasabonon was covered in a cloud. Then a Scottish born, and he was made holy in a cloud. Kidei lekabel Torah liYisrael beKedusha, so that he should be able to mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai in Kedusha. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, VaYishkoin Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai, the honor of Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Ze hoya Maisa Acher Aser Sadibrois. Klal Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu received the Aser Sadibrois on Shavuos. So this, according to the limit we're learning now, these 6 days of Hafrasha happened after the Kabbalah of the Torah of the Aseres Hadibros on Shavuos. Shehoyatchilu l'arba'yayim. These 6 days were the beginning of the 40 days. The Gemara at this point is of the opinion, we'll see the Gemara later retract, that the 6 days of Hafrasha, when Moshe was in the cloud, happened before the 40 days that he went up to Har Sinai. Let us see the Rashi inside of Ze Maisa, which is approximately 15 lines from the bottom of the end of the Rashis. Ze Maisa Kloimer. Iyato Yochel Loimer Vaychaseu Lahar Veloy Lemoisha. As we're going to see on Amid Beis, there are two ways to learn these words of Vaychaseu Onan. It could mean Sheishes Yom. It could mean that the mountain was covered for 6 days, or it could mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was covered for 6 days. And the 6 days could be from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Vav Sivan, when the Torah was received, the Aseret Sadibros was received on Har Sinai, or the 6 days could be after the Aseret Sadibros were received at Har Sinai. So Rashi now is going according to this first pshat, which the Gemara is going to say is Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, "Kloimer iato yochloimer vechaseu lahar v'loy lemoisha." Vechaseu cannot be referring to the mount and not to Moshe. And if you would say it is the har, ve'elu shisha yamim hein shahayu mirish chaydish, the 6 days of the cloud covering the mountain would be from Rosh Chodesh. Shabol the Sinai, the day they came to Sinai in Rosh Chodesh, Ad Yoy Matan Torah, until the Torah was given 6 days later. And according to that pshat, if that's the pshat in the pasuk, Ein Kam Prisha Klal LaMoshe, then we wouldn't be able to learn out HaFrasha on Moshe at all. Sharei Oysen Shishi Yomim Allah V'Yored Bashkama Lazhirin Al Prishasim in Aisha Mitzag Bala. Because Moshe during those 6 days was going as a messenger between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. He was coming from Hashem to tell Klal Yisrael what to do, to separate from their wives, and they couldn't go up the mountain. There was a Hagbola around the mountain, a separation. So there's no, if those are the 6 days that the cloud covered, not Moshe, but covered the har, then there was no 6 days of Afrosh at all. Says Rashi, Zois Loitaymar. Don't say that pshat, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which is the pshat which Rabbi Akiva soon is going to say. Why? Lefisha ze maisa hoya achra aseres hadibros. This story of the 6 days was after the receiving of the aseres hadibros. It was B'tchilas Arboim Yom. It was the beginning of the 40 days. Shenichnas l'machne shchina, when Moshe went up the mountain, entering the machne shchina, liyosham im Hashem, to be there with Hashem, lekabel haluchos, because Moshe didn't receive the luchos on Vav Sinai. He received the luchos when he was 40 days in Shemayim. Well, the common mefarsh mehecha pshita loy da'achar aseres dibesreish yishiyam halol. The Gemara later on Amud Bey is going to explain how does Rabbi Yisak Lili know for sure that these 6 days were after the aseres dibes. Maybe in fact they began on Aleph Rosh Chodesh Sivan and 6 days later until Kabbalah of the aseres dibes on Vav Sivan. How does Rabbi Yisak Lili know that that's not true? So that let us go back to the Gemara again. Tanya Kavased Rish Lakish, Moish Allah Bonan, Vinis Khasab Bottom, it's Scottish Bonan, Kidela Kabul Tarli Shobikadusha Shinam, Arba Yishkin Vada Shamal Arsinai. Zeho Yomaisa Akhra Sarasa Dibris. Shayatil Arboim Yoim, Divri Rabbi Yisak Lili. So Rabbi Yisak Lili says, my opinion is that these 6 days were after the Kabbalah Satira on Har Sinai. However, Rabbi Akiva, I learned the Pasuk different. Vayishkin Kvad Hashem, that's started May Rosh Chodesh. These 6 days, in fact, start at the beginning of the month from Rosh Chodesh. And now we turn to Davdal Amud Beis. Vayichaseyo Anan Lahar. And what is the Anan covering? Not Moshe, he's covering the mountain. Vayikrael Moshe, and Hashem called out to Moshe. And what did he say to Moshe? We'll learn what it says in the brackets. Moshe, I'll be shver. Bishlam, according to the Peshat of Rabbi Yisak Lili, it's very good why he called out to Moshe. Because Moshe was separated, Prisha, in a cloud. Nobody was with him. And Hashem calls out to Moshe. But according to Rabbi Kiva's Peshat, that these are the 6 days where there was no afrasha to Moshe. Moshe is a messenger going between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So, and when Hashem spoke to Moshe at the end of the 6 days, that was the Vav Sivan when the Torah was given. So why is Hashem only speaking to Moshe? Klal Yisrael is there as well at that time. So what's the Peshat? Vayikrael Moshe, Moshe, v'chol Yisrael oim. Them all Yisrael are standing there. Moshe is not enveloped in a cloud. The Har is enveloped in a cloud, according to this. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah only called out, Hashem only called out to Moshe to give kavod to Moshe. But in fact, Klal Yisrael was there as well. So it comes out, and we'll see this again later in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, and Rabbi Kiva have four different chalukim in their interpretation of this one pasuk. According to Rabbi Yisak Lili, Vayishkin Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, that started on the 7th day of Sivan. According to Rabbi Kiva, when was Vayishkin Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai? On Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Continues the pasuk, Vayichaseyu on the Nsheshes Yom, and the cloud covered him, says Rabbi Yisak Lili, referring to Moshe for 6 days. According to Rabbi Kiva, no, the cloud covered Har Sinai for 6 days. Vayikrael Moshe, Hashem called to Moshe that he should come out of his hafrasha in the clouds and he should go up the mountain to receive the luchos and the rest of the Torah. According to Rabbi Akiva, Vayikrael Moshe, Hashem called out to Moshe that he should receive the aseres hadibros in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues, Vayikra el Moshe b'yoyim ha'shvi. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, it's on the 7th day following the giving of the aseres hadibros, which would be after those 6 days of afrasha. He went up on the 7th of Sivan, so this will be the 13th of Sivan, 7 days later. And according to Rabbi Kiva, he called up a Yom HaShvi. That, in fact, is the 7th day of Sivan, as we will see more about this as the Gemara continues. Continues the Gemara, we're on the 3rd line on Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Nosson Oimer, Rav Nosson disagrees with Rabbi Yisak Lili. Rashi tells us, Be'etzem, he does agree with Rabbi Yisak Lili, that there was a frusha to Moshe. He learns that that it's not a frush, it's not a covering of the mountain, but it's a covering of Moshe. Rav Nosson Oimer, Loi Bo'a Kotzev, El Lamarek Achilu Shasiya Shebemeyav, L'soimek Malachi Asharz. You, Rabbi Yisak Lili, learned out that this is a hafrasha for Kedusha of Moshe to receive the Torah. And as the Rishonim point out, that even though Rabbi Yisak Lili is not speaking about Yom Kippur, but we can learn out, since he was going to a place of Shechina, and he needed 7 days of hafrasha before, or 6 days, or seven, as we will soon explain, but he needed a period of Afrasha before, so we learn out the Yom Kippur also, you need a period of Afrasha. But according to Rav Nosson, and the next period, which is Rav Masya ben Choresh, even though there was a time of Afrosha, but it's not a limit to anywhere else. It's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how they argue in Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rav Nassan Amar Leibokosav El Lamar Kachilus Shishamev. He had to be rinsed out of all food and drink that was in his stomach. L'soymik Malach Yisharas. He's going now to the Malachim who don't eat and drink. Moshe had to become a Malach for 40 days, so he had to cleanse out of, purge out of himself all the eating and drinking that was in his stomach. And Rav Masi Ben Chorish, Amar Leibokosav El Ayim Olav, to frighten him, as Rashi says, he had to be separated from Bnei Adam. Shetochel olav ema biyoisai levada yovin. He'll be by himself in meditation, in seclusion, and he'll understand. V'yasim levavi likanis l'machne shchina be'ema. He'll go into machne shchina with fear, because that's the way that a person is mekabel de Torah, through fear, as the Gemara will now tell us. Loibo akos la'ayim olav kedeshe Torah nitenes. These are all different words that show fear, with fear, trembling, and quaking. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, if there's Hashem b'yira, you should serve Hashem with fear, v'gilu b'rada, and you should rejoice with trepidation. My v'gilu b'rada, what does that mean? In a place where there's gila, as Rashi says, you're going to receive the luchos now, concerning which the Pasuk in Tillim tells us, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. So at that moment of Mesamchei Lev, you have to have achana, and the preparation is gila, is erada. You have to have trepidation. Ivdus Hashem Biyira. So the Meforshim explain that since Rab Nosson and Rab Masi Ben Chorish are going out of their way to say that Moshe is not a limud, it was only something unique to Moshe. He had to be like the Malach Yesharis without Achilu Shtia. Or according to Masi Ben Chorish, he had to be full of Eima before he could be Mekabel the Simcha of Torah. So Memeila, Rabbi Yosef Galili, who learns differently, who learns that it was Achana to come into the Makom Shechina. So Rabbi Shlokish learns, like Rabbi Yosef Galili, that's a riot to Rabbi Shlokish, that Rabbi Yosef Galili is trying to say that this is a limud, not like Rabbi Nasan Rabbi Masi Ben Chorish, that it is nothing unique to Moshe, but rather anyone who enters the Makom Shechina, which includes any subsequent Kohen Gadol who's going to go into the Yom Kippur, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Makom Shechina, he must enter with a Zman of Hafrosha, a Zman of Kedusha, as did Moshe Rabbeinu. And on this, Rabbi Nasan Rabbi Masi Ben Chorish argue. Now, Taisvus over here, the top Taisvus Makom Gila, says it has a different apparent gears in the Gemara. Kedich Siv, Oiz v'chadva b'mkoymoy. There is strength and there is joy in his place. So we see that it goes together, strength and joy. The reason that a person has to have yira l'chayra would seem that there are two reasons. One reason is that this is a tnai in the etzem limud hatayra. We find this the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that a person can learn through Yal Kagami, can learn through the Shisha Storim of Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi if he has Yiras Hashem or Yitzroi good. Yiras Hashem is like an ingredient that is a preservative to the Torah. Without Yiras Shemayim, he loses his entire Torah. So according to this Mahalach, Yira is a prerequisite for a person to be kind of Torah and to preserve Torah. So it's a tnai in limud haTorah. If one looks in the Ramban in Parshas Etzchanan, and I have heard from Rav Antasio Solomon, the Mashgiach of the Lakewood Yeshiva, Beis Meirish Gavoya, he has asked the parents, a mechanchem, to be mekayim this Ramban, which Ramban considers to be one of the Taryag mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Yishom lecha ma'oid, Pentishkach u'shmor nafshichem ma'oy Pentishkach es advor masharo anecha yoyim masharo amadot lefnei Hashem lekecha. That there's a chiyuv for a parent and a mechanech to give over to his talmidim, to his children, the day, not only the etzem limud, but we have to give over v'ahor boyer ba'esh. There was a fire, as the Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us, there was an earthquake b'shas matan Torah. Ha'horim roktu ke'elim, that the mountains were dancing around like rams, like sheep, is not, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, not just a marshal, but it's a reality. The mountains were actually dancing around out of their places. So here, Klal Yisrael, in fact, the Medrash says, was in a state of of awe, trepidation. They were afraid to come to Har Sinai. An earthquake, lightning, thunder, darkness, Hashem's voice coming out, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, the mountains dancing around. They were petrified. Says the Ramban that this is necessary because if Navi Sheker will come and bring Oisus Umoifsim against any mitzvah in the Torah, so if our Emun in Torah would only be through Moshe, so then this Navi Sheker, we would begin to question. Moshe showed Oisus Umoifsim, but so did this Navi Sheker. But once we give over the Maimed Har Sinai, we give over the entire day, that Moshe is not Moshe alone, but Moshe is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesoiris HaTorah to Klal Yisrael, that every father gives over to his child, and what he received from his father and his grandfather going back until Moshe Rabbeinu, what am I giving over? What am I testifying to my child that I will not tell him a Dvar Sheker? I'm telling him that there wasn't just a Limud HaTorah, but there was a Yoyim Asher Amadato Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'Sinai. I'm giving you over the entire petrified day of the Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, which Hashem gave at Har Sinai, and therefore you should know, as the pasuk says, "V'gam b'cha yamin loylam." A side benefit will be that everybody will believe in Moshe because Moshe is part of that yom. He's part of that Mesoris HaTorah. And actually, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal explained with this that this is the Machlokes Rishonim, whether one is to sit during Kriyas HaTorah or whether one stands during Kriyas HaTorah. And he explained it, is Kriyas HaTorah every 3 days, is that a function of Limud HaTorah? If it's Limud HaTorah, we sit down. Because the Gemara tells us in Saita that when Rabbi Gamliel was Nifter, the people got weak and they could only learn Torah sitting. They used to learn Torah standing all day. And the Rishonim say that since we're only able to learn now sitting, it's Bittul Torah if one would stand all day. One should sit down so he has more Koyach to learn. So if the Inyan, if the Kriyas HaTorah is a function of Limud HaTorah, then one sits down. But if Kriyas HaTorah is not just learning, but rather it's to give over, the other Rishonim are of the opinion that it's a function of the Yoyim Asher Amadeta Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. And just like the Torah there was given Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses of Isaiah, so too you have to relive every few days, reenact the Maimed Har Sinai. If so, Yoyim Asher Amadeta Lefnei Hashem Alekecha, you are reenacting the whole Maimed Har Sinai. The person who gets called up to the Torah is Klal Yisrael, and the Balkaira is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gabai is Lahavdul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a reenactment of Maimed Har Sinai. Then it has to be Bamida. It has to be standing in awe and trepidation as it was at the time of Maimed Har Sinai. It's interesting that in our Gemara, our Girs is different than the rest of Shas, where it says in Chazal, Midrashim, that the Torah was given Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'reses, Be'zeya. The word Yira is missing, even though the Pasuk that is brought here is Shenamar, Ivdu is Hashem Be'yira, we're in fact quoting a Pasuk about Yira. If one looks in the Ayin Yaakov, the way the Ayin Yaakov brings down our Gemara, it does put in the word Yira. Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'reses, Be'zeya. I heard a very beautiful pshat from Rav Schlesinger Shlita of Muncie, New York, who quoted, I believe, in the name of the Chedushi Arim, that Rav Zeira's name in the Yerushalmi is really with an ayin, Zion ayin, Yud Resh Aleph, but in the Bavli it's been shortened to Zeira, and Zeira stands for these four words. Zion Yud Resh Aleph stands for Ema, the Aleph is Ema, the Yud is Yira, the Resh of Zeira is Reses, and the Zion is Zeya. So Rav Zeira, the Gemara tells us, never smiled. He always approached Torah with Yira. They used to ask him mudna, unbelievable questions, funny questions, halachas, that they wanted to get him to smile. They were unable to prevail on Rav Zeira. He always remained serious when it came to Torah. With this, he explained the famous Gemara Megillah, Kam Rabba v'shachtel Rav Zeira. One Purim, Rabba got up and shachted Rav Zeira. And then later, he made Tchiyas HaMeisvan Rav Zeira. The question is obvious, how could Rabbah kill Rav Zeira? So the Chiddush HaRim explained it differently. That Rabba, we found, we just learned it recently in Arvei Pesachim, that Rabba's derech was that before he would begin a shir, he would use a milsa de beduchas. He would start with a light joke to get the Talmidim in a good mood, and then when the shir began, then in fact he practiced of giving over the shir in a somber mode of yira. But the beginning was with some laughter. So Rabba's derech was different than Rab Zeir. That was his derech was total yira. So Rabba on Purim says to Rab Zeir, one day in the year on Purim, we're in such simcha that even you have to admit that you have to have a little liveliness, a little laughter. So on Purim, I'm shechting, I am stopping your mode of avodas Hashem, at least on Purim. After Purim, Tchiyas HaMeisim, you'll come back to your regular level of Yiras Hashem. But at least on Purim, bring into Purim a little milsa de beduchasa. Continues the Gemara. B'mai kamiflagi Rab Yosi HaGlili v'Rab Akiva. What is Rabbi Yosi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? That one says that Vaychaseyu Onan refers to Moshe, one says it refers to the mountain, one says it was before the Torah was given, one says it was after the Torah given. What is the Machlokes in? So the Machlokes is in Beplukta Dani Tanoi. The Machlokes is in the Machlokes of the Tanoim, which we had in Masechta Shabbos. I had the schus to learn this daf on Shavuos. And most people on Shavuos, when they want to learn about Kabbalah Sotara, learn the sugya in Shabbos, daf Peivov, Peizayin, those dafim over there. And really, our daf here is a very important daf, part of Kabbalah Sotara, as we will soon see. The sanya we learned in the Braisa. B'shisha b'chaydish nitna Torah liYisrael. The Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, b'shiva boy. Rabbi Yossi says it was given on the seventh. Man the Amr b'shisha, b'shisha nitna b'shiva Allah. Now the Gemara is just, this is not negeya to the machlokes Rabbi Yossi Glil and Rabbi Akiva, but rather it's negeya to what we're soon going to learn concerning shiva asur b'tamas. The Gemara just wants to make straight, according to both shitas, whether it was given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan, the Gemara wants to make clear that Moshe went up to the Har Sinai to receive the luchos on the 7th of Sivan. So if the Aseres Hadivros were given on Shisha V'chaydish Vav Sivan, so then he went up on the 7th of Sivan. Mandi Amar V'shisha V'shisha Nitna V'shiva Allah. The Marsha takes out the pasuk which is in parenthesis. Mandi Amar V'shiva, the one who says that he received, the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. V'shiva Nitna was given on the 7th. U'v'shiva Allah, on the same day that the Aseres Hadivros received, he went up to receive the Torah, the Luchais, and the rest of the Torah on the 7th of Sivan. So according to Bol Pshatim, he went up on the 7th of Sivan. The Marsha puts in the pasuk and others take it out. So we will take out the pasuk as well. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili Sovar Lo Ketana Kama. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who said that the 6 days of Prisha happened after the receiving of the Aseres Hadivros, he holds like the Tana Kama to Omar. The Shisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah. The Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan. Hilkach Zeh Hoya Maisa Achar Aseres Hadivros. Therefore, this Maisa of the Afrosh, of the separation of the cloud around Moshe Rabbeinu, must have happened after receiving the Aseres Hadivros. How? The Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai. How do I understand the pasuk according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili that the honor of Hashem rested on Har Sinai? Vayichaseyu on and Shishus Yom and Lamoisha. And the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days after receiving the Aseres Hadivros on Har Sinai. Vayikra el Moshe b'yom Ashri. He called to Moshe on the 7th day, which would be the 13th of Sivan, Lekebuli Shar Torah, to go up to the mountain and receive the rest of the Torah, to receive the Luchos. The Isal Kedatach Vayishkin Kvar Hashem Meresh Chodesh. If you're going to learn like the other Pshat, Rabbi Akiva's Pshat, then what's Vayishkin Kvar Hashem? When did that start? Not after the Aseres Hadivros, but it started on Resh Chodesh. Vayichaseh Anan Lahor. And what covered? What did the Anan cover? Not Moshe, but Har Sinai. Vayikrael Moshe B'yom Ashvi. And Hashem called out to Moshe on the 7th day, Lekabule Aseres Hadivros, that he should be Mekabel Aseres Hadivros. Well, wait a second, but we just said that Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is that the Torah, the Aseret HaDibros, were given on the 6th of Sivan. So what's Hashem calling out to Moshe on the 7th of Sivan? HaKiblu L'Mishisha. They had already, Moshe already had received the Aseret HaDibros in front of Kol Yisrael on the 6th of Sivan. So what's Hashem calling to him on the 7th of Sivan? And another question, Voistalik Onan Mishisha. And the Onan already went away on the 6th of Sivan. And on this, the Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains, because since the Pasuk says that Hashem called out to Moshe by Yom HaShvi Mitoicha Anon, so we see that the Anon was still here on the seventh day. But says Rabbeinu Eliyakim, if the Aseret HaDibros were given on the sixth day, so then logically the Anon would have disappeared on the sixth day. The Anon that was covering the mountain would disappear on the sixth day, and yet here it says there's still an Anon on the seventh day. Elamai, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, because of these two questions, it must be that if the Torah, according to, I hold like that, Tana that holds, that the Torah was, the Aseret HaDibros was received on the sixth of Sivan. If so, he went up on the 7th of Sivan. He was in a cloud for 6 days. And on the 7th day, following the 6 days of being enveloped in a cloud, which was the 13th of Sivan, so then Moshe went up to Vayikra. Hashem called out to him on the 7th day, not the 7th of Sivan, in fact, the 13th of Sivan. The 7th day, following the 6 days that he was in, the Anan. Rabbi Kiva Savalak Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yaisi, the Amar B'Shiva B'Chaydish Netotar Yisrael, that the Torah was given on the seventh day. If the Torah, the Aseret HaDibros, were given on the seventh day, so then we don't have Rabbi Yaisi Lili's questions about Nestalika on B'Shisha, or that he already received the Torah, the Aseret HaDibros on Shisha, because in fact he received the Aseret HaDibros on Shiva. And after he received the Aseret HaDibros on the same day of Shiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, he went up to the mountain. There was no Hafrasha, according to Rabbi Kiva. The Anan was covering the mountain. It wasn't covering Moshe. And then after receiving the Aseret HaDibros, he went up the mountain to receive the Luchos. Now, when I got to this Gemara, it dawned on me the following. The Gemara over here says, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that if the Torah was received on the 6th, so then how can we say that there was Vayikrael Moshe by Yoyim Ashri Mitoich Anan? There was no Anan anymore. So we see clearly that Gemara says that there was an Anan on the 7th day, based on that pasuk Mitoich Anan. And that's why the Gemara is wondering if the Torah was, the Aseret HaDibros was received on the 6th, it was nostalgic, as Rabbeinu Eliyakim explained. Because once the Aseret HaDibros were received, what was the purpose of the Anan? The Anan went away. So when I was learning this Gemara, it bothered me that, as we mentioned previously, at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, when Resh Lakish brought a raya from Sinai, and we're saying now in the whole Gemara, we're linking Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Resh Lakish learns from Sinai that there were 7 days of Afrasha. So the Gemara says, but it says there's only 6 days of Afrasha. And the Gemara answered, it's going, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, the Chayish Litumas Beisai. And we had a problem over there. If you have Tumas Beser, what do you have to learn out from Sinai? We gave Terutzim from the Rishonim. But according to the way we see now, that the Gemara understands clearly that in fact Moshe Rabbeinu was B'toicha Anan, not only 6 days, but he was there a seventh day as well. So when the Gemara says V'anan Shivatanan, the Gemara could have answered yes, because he was there on the seventh day B'toicha Anan, and it was a Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi. And in Mixas Hayom, he was there until Hashem called for him to leave being sequestered in the Kedusha of that Anan. So Mixas Hayom Kikuli, there were 7 days, and that's what we don't have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, the Chayish L'Tumas Beisoi. There were 7 days, we have a remes to it directly from Sinai, because Moshe was there 6 days and part of the seventh. Mixas Hayom Kikuli. I found, Baruch Hashem, that the Yafei Einayim brings down that the Yerushalmi, in fact, does not learn like the Bavli, that the seventh day is because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The Yerushalmi says that, in fact, he was there 7 days of Afrasha. We learn it out from Sinai, because Moshe Rabbeinu was B'toicha Anan. Mitoicha Anan Hashem called out to him. So it was 6 days plus one more day. The Pnei Moshe there, the Yerushalmi's Lashon is a full 7 days. The Pnei Moshe says Lav Davke full 7 days, but the Yafei Naim says clearly it was an inyan of Miktsas Hayom Kikuloi, because the seventh day had Moshe in the Anan until Hashem called him to go out of the Anan. We don't have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Baruch Hashem, we found the Yafei Naim that the Yerushalmi learns that Shiva is learned directly. Perhaps the Bavli did not learn this because the Pasuk says Shisha Yamim. So it's a little doichik to say that we're also coming on to the seventh day. But the Yerushalmi, in fact, does learn it because of Miktsa Yom Kikuloi. We learn out all 7 days of Afrasha from Sinai, from the Anan that Moshe was in for 6 whole days and a partial seventh day. Continues the Gemara. Bishloima l'Rabbi Kiva, heine de mishkachas lo b'shivas v'tamas nishtab raluchas, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Torah was received on the seventh day and Moshe went up on the seventh day, and there was no 6 days of Afrasha or 7 days of Afrasha following his ascent on Har Sinai. It's good that we learned that b'shivas v'tamas the luchas were broken, because that was at the end of 40 days. Esrin Varbod the 7. He went up on Zion 7. And 7 had 30 days. From 7 to 30 is a total, including 7, including 30, is a total of 24 days. Vishitzar de Tammuz. And he has 16 days of Tammuz. Molulu Arbon Yom. You have a total of 40 days. The Have Behar, that he was in the mountain. Uveshivser Betammuz Nachas. On the 7th day of Tammuz, he came down. Va'osav Tavrinu Leluchas. And he came and he saw Klal Yisrael with the eagle and he broke the Luchas. El Rabbi Yosef Lili, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Amar Shisha the Prisha, that there were first, the Gemara at this point believes that the 6 days of Afrasha were, again, the Bavli is saying Shisha the Prisha, the 6 days of Prisha came before the 40 days that he was up on the mountain. So then you have 6 of Prisha, Varbon Dahar, and you have 40 up on the mountain, so then it would not come out that he broke the luchos on the 17th of Tammuz. Ad esrin v'tlas v'tammuz. You're adding 6 days, so it would come out on the 23rd of Tammuz. So how does that work out? So ad esrin v'tlas v'tammuz lo yitbar luchos. The luchos were not broken until the 23rd day. Amalach Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Yosef Lili will answer. Are born the har b'hadi shishit of prisha. The 6 days of prisha are not before the 40 days on the mountain, but rather the first 40 days up on the mountain were the 6 days of Prisha. Memela, the whole Cheshbon comes out correct to the Yud Zayin Shivasar B'Tamas. Amr Mar, we learned before, Vayikrael Moshe, Moshe. He called out to Moshe, Moshe. V'chol Yisrael Oim Dim, and all Yisrael were standing there. This is according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns that the 6 days were starting from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Messiah Leila Reb Lezer, there's a proof to Reb Lezer, Dom Reb Lezer, Vayikarel Moshe Moshe, V'chol Yisrael Oim Dim V'loi B'Akos V'Lach Loi Kavod L'Moshe. It's only to give Kavod to Moshe, although Klal Yisrael was standing there as well. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. If you're telling me that when Klal Yisrael was together with Moshe, they were able to hear Hashem also, but it says concerning the Oyhel Moyed, Vayishmes Koil HaKoil Medaber Elov, so the Gemara says Koil Loy, it should have said Koil Loy, and yet it says Koil Elov. Why did it say Koil Elov? It means Moshe Shamu V'chol Yisrael Loy Shamu. Klal Yisrael did not hear. So the question is, you're telling me when Klal Yisrael is together with Moshe, they could hear Hashem speaking and saying, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, and here we see Koyel Elov, that Moshe Shamu Klal Yisrael Loi Shamu. The more answers like Kasha, Haba Sinai, Haba Omoyed. Einich Nami and Sinai, Klal Yisrael was able to hear, and Oyel Moyed, they were not able to hear. V'boy say more if you want, I'll say, as the Bach makes the gear, so Haba, Haba Oyel Moyed. Like Kasha, Haba Kriya, Haba Dibber. Depends, is it Kriya or is it Dibber? If it's Kriya, Vayikrael Moshe, Moshe there, Klal Yisrael could hear as well. Where it says Vayidaber, then it's only a dibber to Moshe himself and not to Klal Yisrael. Rab Zreika, Rab Mikroi, Kamei to Rab Lazar. Rab Zreika asked the steering psukim in front of Rab Lazar. The Amri law, and some say on Rab Zreika, that Rab Zreika said, Rab Lazar, Rami, Rab Lazar had the following steering contradiction. Sivit says, Vayachal Moshe Lovi Alomayayid, Ki Shachal of Anan. It says that Moshe could not come to the Almayid because the Anan was on top of the Almayid. Uksiv, Vayavi Moshe Ptach Anan. And it says that Moshe was able to come inside of the Anan. There's an Anan there, and yet Moshe could come in. So it's a stira. The answer is, Malamich. Normally, Moshe would not have been able to enter if the Anan was there, But Hashem grabbed hold of him and brought him into the Ana. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the base medrash Rabbi Shmuel learned, Nemar kam b'toich. It says over here that Hashem brought him in b'toich ha'anan, v'yavim ha'ish b'toich ha'anan. V'nemar la'alan says, by the yamsuf b'toich, v'yavoy b'nei Yisrael b'toich ha'yam, ma'ala'alan shul. Just like over there, there was a path through the Yamsuf, the Chsiv, Amayim Lem Chayma, that the water of the Yamsuf was a wall on each side of the 12 Shvatim. In fact, there were 12 roads through of Kanshvil. There was also here, there was a road that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go through the path into the oil moyet. Vayikra Moshe Rei Daber, Loma Higdim Kri Ladibber. Why was it necessary for Hashem to call Moshe and then speak to him? Lim Datar Derecher, the Torah teaches us the proper etiquette. Shelo Yoimer Adam Dovel Chaver Elim Kem Karo. A person should not say something to his friend unless he calls him. As the Miri explains, you should first tell him, I would like to speak to you, and then tell him what you want to speak to him about. Don't just come over to him and begin speaking to him. Messiah, the Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, La Yoyim Radam Davar L'Chaver, Elim Ken Karo. Rabbi Chanina said, you should not say something to your friend unless you tell him, I would like to speak to you. It says in the Pasuk Leymor, what does Leymor stand for? Amar Rav, and we're according to the Masar Shashas. The Shilta says that the word here should be Rabbi Nasiya, and we will learn what's in the parentheses. Amar Rabbi Nasiya, Barbarei de Rabbi Menasiya, Mishmei de Rabbi Nasiya, all these words, names are Menasiya. Rabbah, he said it in the name of the great Rabbi Menasiya, the original Rabbi Menasiya, the great one. Menayin loymer davar l'chaver shubal yoymer. This is a famous Gemara. How does one know that if a friend tells you something that you are not allowed to tell it over to anyone else, even if it's not Lashon Hara? He just told you something that is parv, that is not Lashon Hara, but you cannot tell the secret over to anyone else. Achi yarmulcho lechamor, until he tells you, go and say it. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem elov me'ol moyed lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe from the oil moyed, saying. So there's two pshatim here, Rashi and the Marsha. Rashi says that the word lemor is a contraction of two words, and the aleph of lemor goes on the first word and on the second word, and it is loy emor. Do not say it. How was Moshe able to say it over? Because later in the pasuk it says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, that Hashem gave him permission. But until Hashem gives you the permission, it's loy emor. Just if I speak to you, do not say it over. So we learn that a person should not repeat something to somebody else unless he is given permission by the person who told him to repeat it. That's the pshat of Rashi. According to the Marsha, we know the word lamer always means to say to others. So the Gemara is learning it out the following way. Not because it's a contraction of loy emor, but for keret. Lamer means say it to others. The problem is that why does it say in this pasuk here lamer when soon after the Torah says daber al b'nei Yisrael, Hashem befeirush says say it to the b'nei Yisrael. So why did it have to say lamer here? It's like repeating the same thing twice. I want you to share it. Elamai, this is a limit to kol ha'tar. It's a limit of derech eretz that the Torah went out of its way to repeat it to tell you that we're makbid that unless you're given permission by someone else to repeat what he told you, you should not say it. That's the limit, and that's why it's repeated twice.